In rural southern Nevada, there's a state assembly race that everyone is watching. Why? Well, it's between a famous brothel owner who compares himself to President Trump and a woman who says she's straight-laced and middle of the road. Sound familiar? NPR's Leila Fallo has the story.
Denisoff sits on a red and black velvet couch under TV screens that flash pictures of scantily clad women. Behind him, the doorbell is ringing, and women in lingerie line up. Men walk in, select one of the women, sit with them at the bar, and eventually head down a long hallway into bedrooms.
Can you tell me what's happening behind
you? Well, there's a lineup going on. What happens is, we call it a meet and greet. When a customer comes up, and the bell goes off, and we let the girls know there's a new client in the house. Come out and meet him.
This is the Republican nominee for Nevada's State Assembly from Pahrump, the most populous town in this conservative rural district. In addition to owning brothels, Hoff is a former reality TV star on late-night HBO.
You're in the world-famous Bunny Ranch. Been here since 1955. We're going to put a sign up that says over 3 million serviced, or a billion serviced, like McDonald's, over a billion serviced.
Now, the self-described pimp is turning to politics. Hoff credits Trump for his victory in the primary, where he unseated a three-term Republican.
Donald Trump, he's the pioneer. He led the way. I call him the Christopher Columbus.
Hoff says it's because Trump broke the mold and made someone like him a, quote, anti-establishment candidate palatable for office. Hoff loves the way others talk about him.
Dennis Hoff is the Trump of Pahrump. He's rich. He's famous. He's got nerves of steel. He likes hot girls. He did a best-selling book. He's got a reality TV show on 14
Hoff
years.
Hoff is a showman. He gives derisive nicknames to his opponents. He's known to be litigious, but he also has a platform that appeals to his district.
Small government, low taxes. I hate this commerce tax. I'm infuriated. Where are your social issues? Well, you don't want to bother me too much on that, because I don't care who has sex with who.
He is definitely controversial, and his campaign has been plagued with allegations of sexual assault, including rape. He dismisses the accusations as absurd.
I'm rich. I'm famous. That attracts girls. I work with 500 sexually charged women that love sex. The last thing I would ever do is have to force anybody or coerce anybody to mess around with me.
And since speaking to Hoff, a new accusation has come to light. A woman in Carson City told the sheriff's office there that Hoff raped her. He's now under investigation by the Nevada Department of Public Safety. In a statement, Hoff's campaign called the allegation politically motivated, but said he is cooperating with investigators. Many establishment Republicans have not endorsed Hoff, but because he won the primary, he's likely to win the district in the state assembly since this is a Republican area. Eventually, he has his sights set on the governor's mansion.
The people that don't like the brothels dislike higher taxes, liars, and pay-for-play politicians more than they dislike the brothels. Hey, honey, how are you?
You know, I'm here in Pahrump. We call this the last bastion of freedom.
That's Victor Fuentes, an evangelical pastor in the district.
And here, up here, we want the right to the land. We like our guns, you know. We like to read the Bible. We respect the Constitution.
Fuentes is angry at what he calls typical politicians.
Which one is the difference between one brothel owner and a liar before God?
Fuentes has an axe to grind over water rights on his property. He also wants Nevada's commerce tax repealed, all things he says Dennis Hoff will do. Hoff's opponent couldn't be more different. Lisa Romanov is the first Democrat to run in this district since 2012. She's an assistant principal from Las Vegas, and it's her first time running for office.
Help you and your staff.
She's addressing a meeting of Democrats in Pahrump. They ask her what she's going to do about a full-page ad Hoff took out in the local paper against her.
We will get our information out to you. We're not going to respond to a lot of the information he puts out there.
Trudy Rupp and Diane Marie Holguin Brooks look flustered.
Well, I don't say you have to respond to him, but you have to acknowledge this. That's the way I feel. Anyway.
Because that's basically how Trump got in.
Yeah.
He got in by all the false advertising and all the lies.
Romanov tells them she can't compete with Hoff's money.
But we can compete with them on being here, talking to the people, letting them get to know me and know that what I stand for and what I believe in is going to be a better reflection of them than he is.
Cheryl Toko is worried.
But we don't know you.
That's the thing. Romanoff tells her she will. They're ramping up the campaign now, endorsed by national women's groups and armed with volunteers ready to canvass neighborhoods. Later, Romanoff tells me that she's getting checks from as far as New York. Not because of her campaign, but because people don't want Hoff and people like him in politics.
Since the primary, people are putting so much faith in me and so much expectation that I feel obligated now.
Obligated because of what this race represents, not just to Nevada, but to the whole country. Leila Fadel, NPR News.